bitch with a baddie friend. With a baddie friend. I love seeing two bad bitches, two bad bitches, two bad bitches be friends. I love seeing two bad bitches, two bad bitches, two bad bitches be friends. Like a bad bitch duo. Like a bad bitch duo.
Welcome back to 2G's in a Podcast with Graciela
and Gina.
And to bring in the new year, we thought that we would
say goodbye to 2025. I really wanted to say that. I'm, like, so sorry.
No, you're fine.
But I wanted to say, like, goodbye 2025 so bad. Because this has been a long, long, long year.
It's the longest year of my life, for sure.
Like, I've been looking back at pictures and stuff of the entire year, trying to get my little Instagram 2025 dump together.
Mm-hmm.
And I just keep thinking, that happened this year?
Well, earlier you were like, oh, wow, like, we went to Philly this year, and I was like, oh my gosh, we did go to Philly this year. Like, like, Philly seems like years ago, and it was sometime this year.
Yeah, which is really crazy to think about. It's so freaking crazy.
Yeah, I think just, like, even looking back at, like, what my mindset was around this time last year, that's been what's really been tripping me out, because it's, like, around this time, I was like, okay, what are my resolutions for 2025 and how can I get them done? Like, I was very, like, I have goals that I need to accomplish by the end of the year or I'm gonna, like, not really be satisfied with my year. And I feel like I definitely got those things done. Mm-hmm. So now I'm like, shoot, going into 2026, what do I want 2026 to bring for me?
Yeah, I agree. I've been looking at my vision boards a lot recently because I want to see, like, what did I accomplish from my vision board? What do I want to continue working on into the new year? Or just, like, what are new, I guess, goals that I want to set for myself now that I've completed so many that I had set up? But even looking at the pictures and just thinking, like, wow, I can remember when this goal was met or this goal. Or you know how the point of a vision board, it's just to kind of manifest or vision, envision what your life can look like. It's like, I might not have pictures to show that some of these things happened, but I genuinely do feel like a lot of pieces of my vision board truly came to life this year.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's the same every year where it's like, oh, I had all these things that I wanted to do and then they're actually done. But because there's, like, a physical manifestation of my goals that I can look at, it makes it feel like, no, these things are, like, actually happening, and I'm kind of recognizing it throughout the year versus just, like, setting goals for myself and then kind of forgetting about it.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. I think I've been doing the vision board for, like, maybe 3 years now, but, you know, like, fall time of last year, a lot of the things that were my goals for this year were my goals because it fell through last year in the fall time when I was, like, these are my goals, like, da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. And then I was so disappointed by it. And then I had done a little tarot reading. And then it was like, trust the process. Trust the process. Don't move too fast. Like, trust the process. And it's like, now all of my plans, like, all the goals that I had were accomplished in a way that I didn't even, I would not have been able to, like, conceptualize myself. Like, I always figured I'm going to move into my own apartment just because that's what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be it. But then it was like, no, like, that's not enough. Like, the universe had bigger plans. And they were like, no, you're not just going to move into your new apartment like you want to do. You're going to actually start your master's program and move to a different city. And, like, that's how you're going to get your apartment. Which is, like, I would not have been able to predict that around this time last year. And I just remember, like, how frustrated I was at the end of last year because I was like, my big goal for 2024 was not accomplished. Like, what the fuck? Like, I definitely did the traveling. Like, I did all the things I wanted to do, but, like, my biggest goal was not accomplished, and it felt like, damn, sucks. And now it's like, I understand why.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you can have a goal that you want for yourself, but you don't really think of how am I going to get there or what can I change or do that'll actually make that thing happen.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a really big part of making your dreams come true, I guess, or seeing actual change for real, is that you do have to take the steps that you might not have initially planned out when you like made this goal for yourself. So I think it's really like, I guess, satisfying in a way to see how it's fallen into place.
For sure.
And it's like worked out the way that it was supposed to. Because if you moved earlier, you could have been in like a completely different city doing a completely different thing. And that's not like a bad thing per se. But it's just one of those things where it's like it happened the way that it was supposed to happen.
Yeah. Even though I was like completely... I was just rolling with it. Like,
yeah. For my vision board, one thing that I really wanted to accomplish this year was travel. And I think that that one manifested in a way that I don't think I really predicted, because I think that for 2025, like, I don't know, I would kind of call it an in-between year for me, or like a limbo year, because it felt like I was doing a lot but also nothing at the same time, or it felt like this entire year I was either consistently working at something for like a period of time, and then there would be gaps where I'm just doing like absolutely nothing, kind of. Mm-hmm. And to kind of put that in perspective, or I guess make it make more sense, it was like I finished law school in May, and then I had to study for the bar, take the bar, wait for the bar results, and then wait to get sworn in, and then like wait to start working. And that whole thing felt like in the moment there was so much preparation that went into doing those things the way that I did them, or like how they ended up unfolding. I guess it kind of happened in a way that was like very underwhelming and overwhelming at the same time. But and like that was a really big part of my vision board too, like passing the bar and like working and like all of that type of stuff. I feel like you have to include it, even though it feels like a given.
Yeah,
it's kind of like I still want it to work out the way that I kind of dreamed it to, not just the way that it's like gonna happen, if that makes any sense at all. But my traveling thing was kind of like the fun thing that I wanted to do this year. And initially I wanted to do like a little celebratory trip after I finished taking the bar, where I would like go out to Europe and visit my old roommate and like do all this stuff. And that ended up falling through, but I think that it worked out even better in a way, because instead I went out to like visit some of my cousins, and like that ended up being a lot of fun, like cousin bonding or whatever. I haven't spent individual time with a lot of them like in years. And then I ended up going on a solo trip to a couple countries in Europe. So I think that like I definitely got the traveling that I wanted to, and then obviously like smaller trips throughout there. Like we had our trip back in like March that we did, and then just like in-state traveling and like stuff like that. But I don't know, it felt like one of them things where it's like I'm living the life that I've always dreamed about in a way. And I feel like a lot of that, I just want to give props to my vision board, because I feel like like seeing my visions come to life has just been like so like insane. I don't know.
No, it's really crazy, because you're just setting the intentions, and it's like, I think it's less of the vision board itself and more of like these, like, because like before I would just like write stuff in my notes, like these are my goals, but it's like I would really only check them when I like when I put them in my notes, and then after that, like, oh well, which one of these resolutions like came true?
Yeah,
but like having the vision board, and I always have it like in a place where it's going to be like one of the common places that I see in my room.
Yeah,
it's like being able to see that, it's like eyes on the prize always. Why I'm doing that, why I'm doing this. And then halfway through the year, my goals kind of started shifting, so I actually made another vision board that I had as my I have as my lock screen on my iPad.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, I don't know if my intentions with that one were just like a lot more like, yeah, but I think that I've seen a lot of that vision board in a shorter period of time than the one that I originally made. Like I still have like a lot of things from that one that were like, yeah, but that like shorter period one was like seeing a lot of this every year.
Yeah, I definitely feel like it makes a lot of sense that when you have the vision board in a place that you're gonna see all the time, it's like a reminder.
Yeah,
and that's a lot easier to kind of keep at the front of your mind versus when you just write it down somewhere and then revisit it at the end of the year. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like no one actually checks that stuff. Or I feel like there was one year where I did like the bullet points in my notes, and then a lot of that stuff it felt like came true, or like goals that I had, I feel like I accomplished. But I definitely feel like with the vision board, it's just like seeing it is believing it, and like believing it is what makes it happen in a way. But I kind of wonder with your like halfway through the year, like midway revision vision board, if maybe the reason why those things came to fruition like really fast, like a lot more rapidly than your other one, is because you kind of like were able to experience part of the year and then like reevaluate.
Yeah.
And so it feels more like in the moment goal wise, like more short term goals than long term. Like maybe that's a difference. But I don't know. I would just look to my vision board and I'd be like, this needs to happen. Like, yes, I need to pass the bar.
Yeah. Like, I also think that, like, the interpretations of different things. Like, for me, one of the things that I had on there was, like, a dog that I really wanted. I was mm-hmm. like, no, like, I have to get this by the end of the year. But I think my vision board was, like, you're going to get a new pet, sister. I don't know about that dog, but you're definitely going to get a pet.
Yeah.
But, I went into the animal shelter with full intentions of getting a dog.
Yeah.
And then I walked out with a cat. So, you can only do so much in this life, I guess.
Yeah. But I don't know, like, I'm trying to sit here and think about all the things that happened this year, and I feel like it's just so, like, it feels like so much, like, so much, I guess, like, development, like, growth, change, but at the same time, it feels like not enough. I don't know, that's why I feel like I call this year, like, a limbo year, mm-hmm. in the sense of it just kind of feels like the middle point of the ups and downs. Like, it's not the beginning, but it's not the end. It's kind of just like waiting for something else to happen. Like, something that I've been seeing so often this year is like proposals, like pregnancy announcements, or like babies being born,
especially in December. It was like y'all had like a timer that was about to go off if you didn't propose. Like, I feel like I've seen at least 5 proposals on Instagram in the past month.
Yeah, and I feel like there was a time where that would probably, like, overwhelm me a lot in the sense of, like, oh my gosh. Because the reason why I feel like we're seeing a lot of these announcements is because people are, like, at that age now. Like, where it's so normal to start, like, having children, and, like, getting married and stuff like that. But then at the same time, it's like, no, no, guys, wait, like, hold on, slow down, like, we're adults, but we're teenagers. Yeah, like,
it seems like one of those things where it's like you don't really pay attention to it. Mm-hmm. You don't really see it until you start paying attention to it.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that that's what the proposals are. Like, I'm sure that I was seeing pregnancies and proposals.
Yeah.
Like, often or quite often, like, years ago. But now it's more like a thing that's really put in my face. And the crazy part is I don't really want to get married. I don't know why, but that's really been like a thing that I'm like paying attention to. I don't really want to get married right now, so.
No, exactly.
So it's like,
like, now is not the time or the place for any of that stuff.
Right.
But I'm really excited to go to the weddings and the baby showers.
Yeah, for sure. Sure, it will be a blast, but that's not really like what my attention is on right now. I think for me, because I, like, 2026 is going to be like crazy, because going into 2026, I'm like, I'm going to be older this year. Like, that's
so crazy. For the first time ever, you're going to be older.
like, this feels like a big number. This feels like I'm going to be closer to 30 than I am to 20, and that's, mm-hmm. like, really insane. Like, I feel like, and I feel like 2025, as big of a year as it was for me, I accomplished as much as I wanted to accomplish
mm-hmm.
for that age.
Okay.
Like, I feel like, and because I did, then I feel like there's even more pressure on 2026, because it's like, wow, like, I'm going to be 26 years old,
mm-hmm.
and it's just like, I need to, if at 25 I was doing this, then at 26 I'm going to have to do this. Like, I don't want anyone to look at me and be like, wow, bum.
No, and I think that's another thing about being at this age, kind of, is that people are having such different experiences.
Yeah.
Like, there are some people who are
four
like,
kids in.
Yeah, 4 kids in, or they're like getting ready to quit their job to like pursue their like passion career, and that might take like schooling, or their career might require them to like start over from the bottom, like, you know, square one. Like, there's so many people that I don't, like, they're just living their lives. Like, I don't know. I feel like this year I became a lot more, I guess, like, mindful or aware of the fact that we're all on, like, our own timelines. And there's not as much pressure to do things as quickly. Like, I feel like with having the academic history that I have and, like, being the age that I am now, I kind of, like, not, I'm not trying to, like, brag or, like, complain or, like, whatever. You know what I mean? I'm just, like, saying how I feel. But I think that at 24 years old, like, there's not people that are really situated the same as me anymore. Yeah. Whereas when I was still in law school, it was like, okay, I'm just in grad school. Like, it's not that different. But then people who are doing like PhD programs, like that's 5-6 years. So even if we started at the same age, they're still in school and like I'm in my career now. So that feels really weird. And like, I think that socially, I would like to make friends at my job, you know, like I would like to be cool with my coworkers and blah, whatever, but all my coworkers are like they either have children or they have children and grandchildren.
Right. And that's like what's so hard about being like in a career field, because it feels like everyone is so much older than you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's such a crazy concept. And then there's always like those people that you encounter that's like they like it feels like they're trying to little grow you. And it's just like, this shouldn't even be like a thing, because it's not like this job was just given to me.
Yeah,
like I have a degree, I'm here for a reason. So yeah, but it's definitely crazy to think, because there are so many different, like my sister was telling me how one of her friend's brothers is the same age as me, and he still like he lives with his parents, he has a child on the way.
Oh. It's always the scary
part. He's like unemployed, or he has like his job isn't like a secure job.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, it's so crazy because we're the same age, but like we are in two completely different timelines.
Yeah.
And there are so many other, like I'm sure, like there are people that are younger than me that are making millions of dollars just for being on TikTok right now.
Exactly.
And that is such a crazy concept. Or like finding out that there's like different like movie stars or like pop stars or like whatever, and they're younger than me, and it's just like, wow,
yeah,
you are younger than me, that's crazy, because it's always been that they're like older, like you're looking up to these people because they're older, and now it's just like, what do you mean we're like not like, the same age or like you're younger?
The fad with college athletes is so insane to me, because now being older than all these big college athletes, it's like I can't imagine being my big age and sitting here being obsessed about what this, like, 21-year-old is doing in sports. Like, maybe it's just because there's not a sport that I'm passionate enough about. But even when these people go into professional leagues, like, that's so mind-blowing to me. You are so young doing such big things.
A concept that really, like, is insane to me is the NBA players that get drafted and they're not even 21 yet.
Mm-hmm.
You are playing for the NBA, and you are making a ridiculous amount of money to play a sport. You didn't even graduate college.
Yeah.
You just straight into the NBA.
Yeah.
And you can't even drink alcohol legally yet.
It's so insane.
You can't rent a car. Like, that is insane. Like, that's genuinely insane. But, yeah, everybody's just living their own experience. And crazy to think about.
It is.
What are you bringing into 2026 with you?
My son.
Okay.
I don't know. I think that it's definitely time to start working on a new vision board, as you can imagine. But I don't really know what, like, I don't know what I want to do in 2026. There's this one Megan song, and she says, like, you thought that I, like, did good this year, like, just wait till you see me next year.
Right.
And that's how I feel. Like, I definitely get the pressure of having to, like, one-up what I did at 24. But I honestly don't think that I can, like, top graduating and, like, getting licensed and stuff. Like, that's kind of hard to beat. So I don't really know.
Yeah.
Like,
what you could possibly do, that's going to be
I don't know. I kind of feel like I just want to carry my goals into the year. Like, fitness was a really big part of my vision boards from 2025. Like, the traveling, the, like, career-based stuff. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'll put more, like, self-care type stuff, maybe. Or, like, maybe for the types of vacations I want to do. Like, there's some places I've been wanting to go to for, like, years and years. Maybe I'll, like, make a point to have those destinations on my vision board.
Yeah.
But I kind of feel like in 2025, like, not 2025, in 2026, I kind of need to, like, slow down, maybe, and enjoy my accomplishments rather than kind of, like, rushing on to the what's next. So maybe, like, 2026 will be about, like, slowing down and, like, stopping and smelling the roses.
Yeah. And, I mean, that's part of your self-care.
Yeah.
So there you go. It all comes together.
Yeah, I feel like, I kind of maybe just want to prioritize, like, becoming my best self, like, physically, mentally, emotionally.
Yeah.
But that should be the goal every year, I feel like. You should want to be better.
Constantly.
Yeah.
There's not a peak. You're just constantly.
Yeah, I don't know. I really want to buy a house, so maybe that'll be, like, my big goal. What about you?
I honestly don't know what I want to do in 2026. Like, I feel like I share a similar sentiment where it's, like, I feel like, well, for me, it's, like, I think that all the things that I could have accomplished that I need to accomplish in 2025, I accomplished. Mm-hmm. So now it's kind of just, like, okay, 2026... kind of just continuing those things,
mm-hmm,
until, like, the bigger goal,
yeah,
which is, like, my license. But so I can't really put that into 2026 because, like, yeah, but I can put, like, the different things that I'm doing to get to this point.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, but just, like, on a personal level, like, I think just making sure that all the relationships that I have in my life are, I don't want to say, like, I don't know how to say it in a way that doesn't sound, like, crazy, but just that, like, all the different relationships that I have in my life are bringing something to my life, and mm-hmm, that it's not, like, just there to be there. Mm-hmm. So I think that would definitely be one of the things that I'm, like, yeah. I think that, like, I'm working, I'm in school, so I don't really want to surround myself by anyone that's just going to be, like, not making my experience in life positive.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I can't think of anybody I would leave in 2025, but I can definitely see myself, like, just putting up a lot more boundaries, mm-hmm, even if that, like, I feel like sometimes, like, that makes you the villain, but it's just, like, you gotta protect your peace.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing for 2025. Just setting more boundaries and making sure that the relationships I'm in are healthy ones.
What's, like, one, like, not silly goal, but kind of, like, big goal that you would like to accomplish? I can, like, tell you mine to kind of show you what, okay, I'm, like, thinking, but I feel like a goal that I would really like to accomplish next year is to do a half marathon.
Okay.
Like, I feel like it's a realistic enough goal that I could actually do it, but that's one of those things where I have to, like, actively, like, work towards it.
Okay, so I actually have one that I was thinking about the other day, and it's going to be that every month I have to try a new food place. Because, okay, I am, like, one of the pickiest eaters ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I need to branch out.
Okay.
So trying a different restaurant every single month. So 12 different restaurants will need to be tried this year. And it can't be random. Like, it has to be intentional.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm seeking this place out,
mm-hmm,
and then I'm, like, making that a thing that I'm doing. Not,
yeah,
just like, oh, I'm hanging out with people and then, like, let's go here.
Yeah.
To, like, have the intention.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be one.
To expand your palate.
Yes.
Number one.
And then my other one is my wardrobe. Like,
okay,
I need to step into my grown woman. I can't wear Crocs everywhere. like, unfortunately, I cannot wear Crocs everywhere. And mm-hmm. I think I did a pretty good job this year of not wearing, like, Crocs everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Or just, like, comfortable shoes everywhere and, like, using my, like, actual shoes a lot more. But I definitely think I need to do that. Because then that would also make me want to put on an outfit for real, for real.
Yeah.
So, just dressing, like, a lot older.
Yeah.
Or not older, but just, like, more mature.
Yeah. No, I think that's, like, a good one. Like, I definitely would like to be more intentional about my clothing choices. Yeah. I'm trying to, like, develop a style or whatever.
It's so hard. It's so hard.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think that wraps up our 2025 recap.
Mm-hmm.
Happy New Year's to everyone. Set your goals. Be intentional about the goals that you are setting for yourself.
Yeah.
And we'll catch y'all on the next one.
Bye.
Hey, bitch, what a baddie friend. With a baddie friend. I love seeing two bad bitches, bad, two bad bitches, bad, two bad bitches be friends. I love seeing two bad bitches, bad, two bad bitches, bad, two bad bitches be friends. Like a bad bitch duo, bad bitch duo. Like a bad bitch duo, bad bitch.